the study was a total accident. We were intending to try to understand the dust transport of nutrients to remote ecosystems. Seeing plastic in these samples to begin with was very surprising. I was also surprised at the deposition rates. We calculated over 1,000 tons of deposition per year to Western protected areas, which is only 6% of the total contiguous U.S., and that number just seems enormous considering this is something we can't see.
Dr. Janice Braney is an assistant professor in the Watershed Sciences Department at Utah State University. To ensure she and her team weren't overestimating, Braney says they used two independent methods to calculate the rates microplastics were deposited, a visual count and FTIR microscopy, which identifies the chemistry of the dust particles. Braney says there are a couple of key findings from this study for people to know.
One is that the atmosphere is accumulating our garbage and transporting it around the world. And I think that this notion that we're recognizing that plastics, most plastic types, don't decompose, they just degrade into small enough pieces where they can be transported in the air.
She says localized rainy events, especially over urban centers, deposited larger plastic particles but less in number. Dry deposition particles were much smaller. This means high elevation atmospheric transport processes can move the dust-sized microplastics across continents.
So we don't have a very complete understanding of how plastics are moving through the air around the Earth. Certainly worthwhile to try to understand the global movement of plastics, because it would be really important for us to understand what the major sources are and where the major sinks are. So, you know, do we see a latitudinal difference? Where should we expect to see the greatest deposition rates?
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.